that, son, fuck what you heard. Niggas still talking, that shit is absurd. My repertoire is USSR. PLO style got thrown out the car and ran over by the Method Man Jeep. Divine can't define my style, it's so deep like pussy. My low cut face stay bushy like a porcupine. I part backs like a spine, gut you like a blunt and reconstruct your design. I know you wanna diss me, but I can read your mind, cause you weak in the knees like SWV. Trying to get a title like Wu Killer B. Can't change your habit, you know I'm friends with the Abbot. Me and RZA Rod name printed in the tablet under vets. We paid our debts for mad years. Hibernated sound and now we out like bears and born power. Born physically, power speaking. The truth in the song be the pro-black teaching.
Eating them, they must make sure there are enough blue crabs left to reproduce and sustain their populations.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
301-277-7111.
Up. There we go. Hi. What's up? Turning this down. Goodness gracious. You're listening to 90.5 FM College Park Radio. My name's Nate. Welcome to Dogma. On this Super Bowl Sunday, I am going to find a PSA to play. Let's see here. Crank that up. Crank up aux. And then we'll do... Let's do Farmer's Market.
The University of Maryland Farmer's Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Awesome. All right, so I'm thinking we get started with some Slipknot because it's been on my mind a lot lately and I like it. So here's Duality by Slipknot to get us started.
I push my fingers into my
eyes. It's the only stops the ache, but it's made of all the things I have to take.
Shout out to my buddy Corey Taylor. We love Slipknot. We love the this is crazy. I've never seen the meter move this high before. Okay, we're just gonna roll with it, and I'm gonna be a little more careful of how loud I'm talking. Anyway, yeah, shout out Corey Taylor. Like, we like that song. We like Slipknot quite a bit. I have been up to shenanigans tonight. It is the Super Bowl. I watched some of it. The Seahawks were winning last I checked. I think they won. So this song was dedicated to you, Seahawks, and the city of Seattle and Washington State. Shout out Washington State as well for Twin Peaks. You guys are the best. I gotta wake up. I don't even know if anyone's listening. I don't care, though. I'm not gonna check. I'm going to just keep playing my music. Tomorrow's my birthday, too. How about that? Isn't that cooler than football? I think it is. I love birthdays and getting older. Turning 21, too. I feel like that's a big deal. People make that a big deal. I'm going to actually start the next song. I have a song by Marilyn Manson and Sneaker Pimps. They actually collabed for the Spawn soundtrack for that movie about Spawn in the 90s that was bad, but the soundtrack is cool. I really do think I am being brutally loud on this mic. There we go. This is fine. So yeah, we've got Long Hard Road Out of Hell by Marilyn Manson and Sneaker Pimps. Great album. I do recommend checking it out. There are some cool collabs. Then we've got some KMFDM. I've got some more Gesaffelstein, whatever. He's cool, because I played some of him last time. And then there's a band. I had a friend recommend me this electronic noise rock band based in Europe, but they're called Mandy Indiana. Who would have thunk? And I got a song from that I like. That's pretty cool. So we got a bit of everything. Here is Long Hard Road Out of Hell by Marilyn Manson and Sneaker Pimps. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That was Godlike by KMFDM. Before that was Long Hard Road Out of Hell by Marilyn Manson and Sneaker Pimps. Again, highly recommend the Spawn soundtrack. I found a file on the desktop of this computer in front of me that is just titled, I am for real a freak, just let me know. I'm for real a freak, just let me know. And then when I click on it, it's a PNG, and it's an image of, the alien Paul, from the movie Paul. And I'm trying to remember, some of you, it's funny. I like it. I've just had it up this whole time while those songs were playing. He's like looking directly. It's like in black and white, and it has like the so you know how the Rio de Janeiro filter on Instagram, it says Rio de Janeiro. This one's the New York filter, so it's in black and white. And you can kind of see like the sepia around the edge of the photo. And Paul's off to the corner, and he has this very mischievous shit-eating grin. And I find it funny. And there is text above him that says, "I'm for real a freak, just let me know." And it's in papyrus. And I shout out to the person who put that on my desktop. Not my desktop, but the communal desktop that I happen to be seeing. They're great. They made me laugh. They made me chuckle. I let out a little chortle looking at Paul. Here is Speed by Atari Teenage Riot. I like this song a lot because it sounds cool. It's like super intense. It's from, but most notably, it's from the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift soundtrack, which is also awesome. I like Spawn more, but Tokyo Drift, also superb. Yeah. After that, I got Dalek, then Gisafelstein. But I might talk after Dalek. You might hear another pointless anecdote from me. Anyway, here's Speed.
Destroy! Who dies next? A death star from the underground. Much money involved. Get down! God, kill me! No. exacerbate airways type wars. So from drivers to unmarked threshold, rapper juice until line of whispers and figures. People's lucas doesn't hear final melody. Chatter splinters, melodic in the own arrest. Reminds me of Osiris, me lies looking sore. For 364 days I learned to pour. Before my sense of urgency to resurrect the dead, shed my last skin searching for angel with broken wing. Will she sing that E minor hymn? For those of us who sin, for those of us who sin. Will she sing that E minor hymn? For those of us who sin, for those of us who sin within. 30 seconds became brethren's anthem. Jesus Christ the black man walks the earth still. Forgot to speak the real. Struggle space not still. I appeal to nil. Never one, not one. None of my brain waves to contest my thought. Best to talk, why question my heart? None of my brain waves to contest my thought. Best to talk, why question my heart? None of my brain waves to contest my thought. Best to talk, why question my heart? None of my brain waves to contest my thought. Best to talk, why question my heart? Jump by razor on my rock. Darkness exposes every soul's flaw. I forever remain raw. I'm polished. Don't go with knowledge. You know when I'm dumb. Now remain unsung. But in the eye stays numb. We all shall succumb to eternal sleep. For now I just roar. Just speak on ill gutter beats. Watch falling leaves. Walk on knees. Down gravel path. Vocalize on never tap. Invoke on path towards inner. Non-linear. Lay head one sinner. Solitude for a winner. Up all the visual surroundings. Kept my bearings non-ground. Liquid language kept frozen 40 ounces.
We love that song. That's a good song. I like how distorted it is. That was Classical Homicide by Dalek. Exterminate! Before that was Speed by Atari Teenage Robot. Riot. Not Robot. Atari Teenage Riot. Because a robot would be one person, but a riot, I feel like you need a lot of people, and this is a, I think they are comprised of three people. But Dalek is only one. The more you know, the more you know. So right here, I've got a, it is so cold in this studio. I am freezing. I might put on my jacket. This is awful. I've got a bunch of little news headlines on my computer right now. And I've been browsing. I've been just looking through, seeing things to talk about. I found one. So, okay. So when the Super Bowl was on and I was watching that until, like, you know, because I left after the halftime show, as most people do. And they had the trailer. They had the new trailer for the new Brad Pitt movie. The sequel to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Why didn't they put the title in that? Why didn't they say what the movie's called? I don't know. I found that odd. But I'm looking forward to it. It's not directed by Tarantino. I don't like Tarantino, but I like Brad Pitt in his movies, you know, when he's in movies and he's not. I feel like his personal actions are a bit questionable. But I gotta love the guy when he's on that silver screen. Gotta say, loved him in S7N. Another thing that happened this week, but more personal. I finally registered my car in Maryland, so that's cool. And I was trying to get a vanity plate, because seven, like as in like the movie title S7N. That wasn't taken, and I was like, "That'd be funny. That's a cool vanity plate to have." Plus, I really like that movie. It's my favorite Fincher, who's also directing this new Brad Pitt movie. Take note, and you will be quizzed on this. And I wanted to get a vanity plate, and then I printed out the form for it, and I went to the MVA, and I scheduled my appointment, I filled out all the paperwork I needed to do, and then I get there, and they're like, yeah, no, you needed to fill out this other form that the website didn't say you needed to fill out for a vanity plate. And I was like, dang. So I didn't get it. I got whatever plate they handed me, and it's just like a random numbers, random characters and stuff. I'm going to turn myself down a little bit. Cool. Yeah. Cool stuff, though. Super Bowl hot take, Pringles plays it too safe for work with Sabrina Carpenter ad. What? I missed this one. Leans heavy on the pop star's man-hungry image without fully going there. Why is Ben Affleck tagged in this story? Was it the, I know Ben Affleck had the Dunkin' ad. I saw that one. Sabrina Carpenter makes a man out of chips. Why do we care? I don't. Green Day hits Trump ICE agents with defiant message at Super Bowl party. They played American Idiot. I don't think that's very defiant. They even censored out the part where they say MAGA agenda. Like, I... Whatever. Unless there's another party that I missed. Should have played it actually on television. They're so cool. I'm checking off... Why am I getting... I want this is stupid. This is dumb. Here's Gesaffelstein. It's already 11:33. In 30 minutes, I will be a year older. What a world we live in. Here's Gesaffelstein. This is Hysteria. This is like one of his newer albums. I think this came out in 2024. I listened to it for the first time after I played him on last week's show. I listened to more of his music. I listened to that album for the first time after I played him on last week's show. Great album. Very new wave. Very dark. Very, very techno. And then after that, I've got some Arca. So, hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
too hot for the night. I'm just gonna even act right. Two shots on a guy my height. Real talk, that's rude. I forget you don't know that I move like this. Low key, real shady. Y'all like me, y'all don't play failing. It's a lot when I know my mind. Do I look vibrate? Cause I ain't got time. No feelings, no exclusive. Your chick knows I can't be ruthless. Come through here, just don't gas you. I better damn bits or you ain't like the rest. I'm loose, can't even act right. Two shots and I got my head. Real talk, that's rude. I forget you don't know that I move like this. Low key, real shady. I'm no feelings, no exclusive. Your chick knows I come through ruthless. Come through with your chest and gas. Yeah, I better do a bit so you ain't like the rest.
tower, tower.
You don't gotta mute that, it's okay. I've got Mars in here again with me. Say hi, Mars. You say something.
Hello.
What's going on? Yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
I'm Nate's assistant right now.
Yep. You are. That was System Blower by Death Grips. Before that was Watch featuring Shy Girl by Arca.
Arca.
And then the Dark Prince of French Techno himself, Gus Affelstein, with Hysteria. So, cool stuff. I'm reading headlines right now. I'm still reading headlines. Reading little things of the day. There was one article that said, who is Charlie Puth, the man who performed the national anthem at the Super Bowl? And I found that funny. But I guess people don't know who Charlie Puth is. Did you know? Did you know who Charlie Puth was?
I did know, because you can't miss that eyebrow slit.
That is the most performative thing I've ever seen in my life.
The eyebrow slit?
Yeah. It's awful. My mic is just going nuts right now.
I think I used to question what that was about when I was younger.
The eyebrow slit.
Yeah.
Like, why people got it?
Just, I feel like the placement of his kind of just looks like a scar or something. It doesn't really look
I thought that's what the idea was. It's kind of like, you don't want to really scar yourself. It's like a little jagged, like, rough look.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was supposed to be. I get the appeal, but Charlie Puth is not the guy I think of with an eyebrow slit. I could do an eyebrow slit.
I think you could, yeah.
I could, yeah. But I'm not going to. Because I'm better than Charlie Puth. And it's because Charlie Puth has it. And that makes me feel weird. Because then someone's going to see and they're going to go, like, you listen to Charlie Puth.
People were wondering who Brandi Carlile was, and I was like...
That's nuts.
I saw Brandi Carlile live with Indigo Girls, and Allison, I'm forgetting her last name, but she's like a...
Allison Chains.
An American, Americana, like, folk artist. Allison Chains, yeah.
Mary, so damn shy. Jesus Christ, now you're my
I'm checking if any listeners tuned out after.
where is it? Yeah, I haven't. Hey, we've got 12 listeners right now. You've guys 13. It went up. Someone liked it. Oh, it went back down to 12.
I was thinking it would be funny to do like a karaoke or like an acapella like episode. Or no, not... Yeah, a karaoke episode where you play like the instrumentals and then you just...
I wanted to do that for this one because it's a special occasion. Yeah. But...
it's a special occasion. It's a special occasion. Did you tell the
15 minutes. Yes, I did. I did. It's in 15 minutes. 21.
Aww.
21?
21?
21. I remember when we thought he died.
No, I thought he ran away from home or something.
And I thought he died.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a prisoner situation.
Aw. I think he actually did get bullied, though.
I
wonder what
he's
doing now.
I hope he's doing something very good for the world. Yeah. I hope he's doing... Because, I just hope he breaks the cycle of famous kids.
Yeah.
Turning into burnouts.
Well, I think he kind of had the opposite effect. You know, the world thought he can do it, and then he showed them. I'm saying I think he had the opposite effect. I hope he did.
Yes. Here is Shit Mirror by Nine Inch Nails. You can say that one. You
is
can
that
say
on
that
Bad
word
Witch?
Right now. It's on Bad Witch.
Ooh.
That one I like. I like that album. Listeners who tune, I haven't ever actually talked about this.
Speaking of Nine Inch Nails.
Hey.
February 11th.
We're seeing Nine Inch Nails at Washington, D.C., at Capital One Arena.
Oh, are we supposed to name drop locations if we're not?
We're not saying go.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Never mind. I actually don't know where this venue is, actually.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'd have to Google it. I don't quote me on that. I don't know if that's where the concert
is,
guys.
Do not go there.
But if you Google it, then I can have, you know, message me and let me know if I got that right. Wink, wink. But that wink doesn't mean anything because I actually don't know. Wink, wink. Anyway, I've got shit mirror, and then after that, I have that I've got Mandy and Deanna, which is a band that dropped an album literally 2 days ago that my buddy Sean Mon put me onto. Shout out to Sean. Shout out the alien Paul. Shout out Washington for that Super Bowl win. Shout out Bad Bunny. So yeah, so you're gonna get a shit mirror, then Mandy Indiana, Dodecahedron from their album Urgh, and then after that we're gonna end off with some Tool. So here you go.
New world, new times, mutation, feels so right, new world.
What did we think of Dodecahedron Mars?
I thought it was really good. The entire time I was talking about how I liked the song and that I need to finish listening to that album because you've played me a couple songs.
I've played snippets, yeah.
Yeah, you played a little bit.
A little bit.
And I wanna sit through it and listen to it all the way.
Yeah, I like their stuff. Again, thank you, Sean. You put me on to a really good band that I will be checking out frequently going forward. It's French, too, which I find interesting, because I don't think the band is French.
Perhaps not. I don't know.
I've read the description, and their band name is Mandy Indiana, and I feel like there's also a lot of bands that are named after cities and towns that they're not really from, which is, like, Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. They're not from Chicago, I don't think.
You don't think? There's
maybe they are.
Yeah, look that up. Jamie, pull that up. 5 minutes. 5 minutes is my birthday.
Yay!
I'm gonna play an 8-minute Tool song, but when midnight strikes, you will hear me unmute my mic and scream bloody murder, and then I'll ride out the rest of the song. You guys can go back to listening to that. I'll Google it.
Is Chicago from Chicago?
Is the band Chicago from Chicago? I saw them in concert. Mm. I told you about that. I saw it with my parents. Is the I didn't think is the band Chicago from Chicago? It's gonna be a fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Man.
Sure.
Screw you. Before changing their name to Chicago Transit Authority, the big thing. Okay, well, what bands named after places? I'm curious now. Okay, Boston. I was thinking of Boston. Kansas is one. Alabama? I don't know. I feel like these are all negligent ones. Or not negligent, but ones you can ignore. I feel like Kansas, Chicago, and Boston are big. Because one of those did More Than a Feeling,
mm-hmm.
Right?
More than a feeling.
And then there's Kansas. What did Kansas do? That might actually be the one I'm thinking of. Carry On, Wayward Son. Yeah, okay. Was that right? Did I call that the More Than a Feeling?
Yeah.
God, I'm so good. I'm so good. All right, here we go. Here's Tool.
3 minutes.
3 minutes is my birthday.
Yeah.
Treasures and flesh never fear.